Amen. Thank you so much, Sarah. And it's an amazing ministry, amazing thing that she does. And you say, you know, that linguistics and all that. I mean, most of us don't even really like language, English and, you know, verbs and nouns. And this is what she does. But she's doing it with people who, how long ago did they not even have a written language? They have just, and that's Kamea, correct? They have just taught them, just developed the alphabet. This is, you say, why does that matter? So they can have the Word of God. You know, and as she's speaking, I'm thinking, how many Bibles do I have? How many just in my office do I have? How many at home do I have? How many do you have? These people are anxious just to get a portion of the Word of God. Kind of makes you feel bad when you push it aside, doesn't it? When you think about that, it should. Amen. Well, turn to Isaiah 40. I will not keep you much longer. I knew tonight would be a little bit longer with their teens giving their testimonies and then Sarah giving us that update. And I wanted to challenge all of us tonight, but especially thinking about Sarah as she goes back and thinking about our young people as they have come home from a conference, and all of us really as we've made decisions. Isaiah 40 verse 28, a familiar passage. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Now did you just see his resume? Did you just see what all he does? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. I mean, he's busy. He's done a lot. But he doesn't faint. Amen. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Father, thank you so much for Sarah's testimony. And Lord, it is exciting to just watch how you've worked in her life. And I pray you'll protect her, you'll watch over her and bless her. And just continue to work there in the ministry in New Guinea. And now speak to our hearts in these next few minutes, I pray. Give us exactly what we need. Challenge us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about how to not faint. How to not faint. It is a deadly problem, probably worse than about any disease in reference to our spirituality. It kills homes. It kills churches. It kills Christian schools. It kills bus routes. It kills Sunday school classes. It kills our own testimony. It kills growth. To faint. To faint and never do what you could have done. It is one of the saddest things. And as a pastor, I watch people faint all the time. Now, sometimes people will faint and then recover, but I always think how much time was lost when they fainted. I always think about what didn't happen that would have happened had they not fainted. And really, the passage here makes it very clear on how to not faint. You understand, fainters quit. They quit something. They quit. Usually they quit reading their Bible first. They'll faint in their Bible reading, or they'll faint in their prayer life, or they'll faint in being faithful to church. It usually starts out with a Wednesday night, and pretty soon it's Sunday night, and then after a while it's, well, every other Sunday they'll come to church, and somehow they'll faint, and they'll quit something. They'll faint in their ministry, where they're serving God. We cannot have any more fainters, to be honest with you. There's too much going on. People say, you know, how do you keep going? How do you keep doing all the things you do? Well, we have people that just keep going. You understand, the ministry keeps going as the people keep going. It is impossible for a bus route to keep going if the people don't keep going. It's impossible for a bus ministry to keep going if people don't get CDLs, if people don't faint in their decision to get a CDL. You understand that if the singers faint, then we don't have a choir. If the musicians faint,
then we don't have piano players and organ music. And you need to realize that it's as people faint that ministries cease. If soul winners faint, we don't have soul winning. If soul winners faint, we don't have a fair ministry. Hey, we're not just going to go give out Kool-Aid. What a waste. What a waste of a church's resources to just go out and give out Kool-Aid. Would you agree? If soul winners faint, we don't have a fair ministry. If teachers faint, we don't have Sunday school. And so fainting, quitters, they quit, drop out. You know, it kills us. It kills a home. It kills a ministry. It starts slowly. It starts with just doing a halfway job. It starts with missing something. It starts with, I read my Bible. I read it every day, but then I read it every other day. It starts with, well, I pray all the time. I pray every day, but then you're praying every other day. It starts with, I used to be faithful to church. Now I'm kind of hit and miss, and other things become more important. It's missing soul winning. It's missing, you used to have tracks in your purse, ladies. You used to have tracks in your pockets, fellas. But then we forgot one day, or we didn't take any the next day. And we begin to faint from the things that we should do. It's somebody in the choir who just starts hit and miss in choir. You know, I don't know of anything that maybe, and some of you may get upset, but I don't know of anything that is more of an insult to a choir director than people that faint. And they just don't show up. Well, I got this, I got that. Now, sometimes we do have this and we do have that, but sometimes we just don't want to be there. Don't faint, folks. If everybody faints, then it's just empty. Boy, not getting any amens tonight. Sarah, what did you do? But, you know, I understand. It becomes, practice is inconvenient. By the way, piano player doesn't practice, then eventually they faint. Or we do happen to listen to them. Anyway, look, it becomes inconvenient for us, you know? And by the way, when you faint from your new Christian life, you return to your old heathen life. Yeah, it is a dangerous, dangerous thing that we do those things. We realize that no battle is easier. If you faint in your marriage, then it ends in divorce. If both of you faint, it ends in divorce. If one of you faint, it ends in misery for the other one, and probably divorce for both of you. You see, you cannot faint. No battle, yes, that is easier, but we cannot faint. If you're on your job and you faint, you lose your job, right? If you're in the ministry and you faint, people go to hell. Yeah, yeah. And if you're an American and you faint, then our country turns liberal. Oh, listen, fainting is a dangerous thing. Look at Deuteronomy 20 and verse 8. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 8. And you'll see what the Bible says about fainting and how it's contagious. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 8, and the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. He said, look, you guys are about to faint, just get out of here. Don't say another word, because you're going to pass it on to everybody else. It amazes me how somebody faints and all of a sudden people form a bandwagon and they follow that person and they too faint. How sad that is. It is contagious. It affects everybody around. Parents who faint, their children faint. Adults faint and teenagers will follow and they'll faint. Leaders faint and followers also faint. You know, you have to understand, we need leaders to be leaders and keep going. For every service, we need workers to be faithful and not to faint. We need bus routes to be run as they're always run, as it always has been run. Teachers to be here and to be early and to be, you mean be on time. No, be early. The most excited people are the people that come early. I never understand somebody dragging in. You know what? You're right there. You're just that close to fainting. Here's somebody going to go to New Guinea, and they're excited. Here's somebody going to take a plane to take another plane to take another plane and then to hike. We get in our air-conditioned car. We drive to a parking lot. We park pretty close to walk in, and we barely make it. You know what? It says, that's what it says. You know what? I'd rather tell God, I'm excited, God. I'm ready. I want something from you, God. Don't faint. Don't faint. Don't faint. Back in Deuteronomy verse 25, not only did he say, hey, if you're faint-hearted, get out of here. Don't affect everybody else. But notice what else he says in Deuteronomy 25 verse 18. How he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary. Who was smitten? The ones that were faint and weary. It's pretty much fatal when you faint. Something dies. Something dies. When you faint in your marriage, you lose your marriage. When you faint in your ministry, you lose your ministry. When you faint with your kids, you lose your kids. When you faint in your job, you lose your job. When you faint as a Christian, you lose respect and you lose your testimony. When you faint, we cannot faint, folks. We cannot faint. So many times summer comes and we faint in attendance. It amazes me how the weather changes things. You know, seriously, we all of a sudden, you know, summer comes and we start missing church. Well, we got to do this, we got to do that. Hey, what about God? It's amazing how we faint in our standards. Bless God, I take a strong stand. Right, you stay covered up because it's cold outside. How about staying covered up because God's God? Amen. I mean, we just faint in everything. We summer comes and we don't pray like we should. We don't read our Bible like we should. We don't tithe anymore. Well, I had to go on vacation. Don't rob God for your vacation. We're just kind of half in and half out. And it's destroying our nation. And it destroys our lives. You understand a pseudo-fundamentalist, that's a false fundamentalist. I would describe them as people that use these words. We use the King James Bible. We use the King James Bible. They don't believe the King James Bible's word. They just use the. That's such a sissy, wimpy, weeny kind of a thing to say, to be honest with you. But a pseudo-fundamentalist is a fainted fundamentalist. That's where they come from. Are you all listening? I'm just about done. I'm going to give you 3 points, but they're shorter than the introduction. Now you're excited. A pseudo-fundamentalist is a fainted fundamentalist. You know, a fundamentalist gets tired. I'm tired of hearing this. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of going to the altar. I'm tired of invitation. I'm tired of soul winning. I'm tired of all the people getting saved. I'm tired of people getting baptized. I'm tired of the fair. I'm tired of people getting saved at Vacation Bible School. I'm tired of all the kids. I'm tired of the buses. I'm tired of paying for buses. I'm tired of having to do this and do that. And the preacher yells and screams and hollers and expects us to do right and do this. I'm just tired. And then they faint. And they become a false fundamentalist. Well, we still believe all that we used to. No, you don't. You don't live like you used to. You faded from fundamentalism, and so you became a false pseudo-fundamentalist. A new evangelical is a fainted pseudo-fundamentalist. So somebody that's a pseudo, well, I'm trying to wear the label, but I just can't because I know I don't believe it, and so I've fainted, and then they become a new evangelical. Yeah, and a liberal is a fainted new evangelical. That's where it all comes from. Where does it all start? It starts right here in the pew with somebody that believes right, does right, lives right, and then they faint. And once you start fainting, you slip, and you slip fast. Hello, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous, you know? And so a liberal is a fainted new evangelical. And you know, there's a lot of fainted Bereanites out there that have fainted, and they've taken all the steps, and some of them aren't even in church at all. Ever. And they sat where you sit, and they were at the altar, and they served God, and they led people to the Lord, and they ran the buses, and tonight, they're not in church anywhere. So what do we do? I'm glad you asked. It's right here in the passage. 3 little teeny points. Number 1 is review. Review. The Bible says in verse 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, who is your God? Is your God the everlasting God, or is your God a temporary God? Is your God able, or is your God not able? He's the everlasting God. Is your God the Lord, or is he just a little small g God? I'm saying, is he Jehovah? Is he the Lord? Is he the creator of the ends of the earth? It's time to do a little review on who your God is. Who do you represent tonight? I'm so tired of everybody just kind of throwing in the towel and saying, I quit, I'm too tired, I can't handle it. It's time to review and say, who is my God? He's the creator of the ends of the earth. My Bible says he fainteth not. Neither is he weary. There's no searching of his understanding. And what's it say about that God, that everlasting God, that creator of the ends of the earth? He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. That's what it says. Review. Look it over. We're talking about God. And even the youth, it says, shall faint and be weary. And the young, it's not going to be your strength that's going to get you through anyway. You know, hey, I know. The older I get, the tougher it is to keep going. But it never was my strength anyway. Hey, some of us older folks out there, listen to me. It wasn't all about our strength anyway. When we were young, oh yeah, we could do all kinds. But you couldn't do anything without him. Without me, he said, you're nothing. Amen. Time to review. It's not an age issue. It has nothing to do with that. Even those in their youth will faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But he, the Bible says, he gives power. He gives his power to us. Time to review who gives you your power. You know, we look around way too much. Quit looking around, look up. Quit looking around to everybody else and just look up. You know, well, so-and-so, you know, I'm watching this and this guy on TV and that person on the radio and, oh, this person wrote a book and, hey, he look, right here's the book. You better get in. And you better review who it is who has given you strength to do what you've done all these years so you don't faint and you keep going. Review. Review. Number two is renew. Renew. Notice what it says in verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Number one, I need to review. I need to look at who it is and who's given me strength in the past. I've taught Sunday school. I've gone soul winning. I've run a bus route. I've been involved with the shepherd's ministry. Been involved in the fair ministry. You name it, whatever it might be. And you look at who strengthened you during those times. You look at how God blessed you and God took care of you and God strengthened you. You sang in the choir. You sang specials. You played the piano. You played the organ. You did things for God. And you say, well, I was younger. It doesn't have anything to do with how old you are. It has to do with him who is eternal. And you cannot quit. You need to renew. What do you mean? You need to get charged up. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. Get charged up. Amen? Amen. Amen. That's what, you know, our teenagers, they go to these conferences and everybody, you know, they kind of, folks say, you know, well, that's so wonderful. They got fired up. Okay, honey, you get fired up. Sir, you get fired up. Amen. I mean, we watch it. We see it. We see what goes on and we say, you know, this is good. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get fired up watching Oprah. Hello? You're not. It isn't going to fire you up. You're not going to get fired up watching much of anything on TV. You're not going to get fired up with your sports teams. You're going to get fired up by this blessed book which fired you up in the first time. You're going to get fired up by being on your knees and praying and listening to preaching and letting God speak to your heart and getting on an old-fashioned altar and shedding some tears every now and then and quit worrying about what all's going on out there. That's what's going to get you fired up. That's going to get you charged up. Amen. You start skipping church, you're skipping your charging time. Amen. We were at a shopping center. I don't remember where it was now. And they had charging stations for people to plug their cars in. Isn't that good? We were at the airport and they had charging stations for people to plug their phones in. I couldn't believe it. You know, I mean, people are all gathered around these little charging stations. Everybody got everything plugged in there. And you know, I'm thinking, hey, God's people need to plug in. Hey, get charged. I'll tell you what a fair ministry will do for you. It'll charge you up. You know, people see Kathy Moore, and Kathy comes, you know, she gets all excited. You don't understand how grueling it is at the fair. It is. It's tough. There's dust, and I have a hard time with my asthma. But it just, it's hot, and people can be idiots. I mean, just, you know what I mean. But Kathy, she just keeps going. And by the end of that thing, she's bouncing. You know, and she'll give a testimony. Whoa, wow, and somebody, that's so cute. But it's not just cute. She's getting charged up. And we avoid the things that used to fire us up. And if we avoid those things, then we're not going to be renewed. And we're not going to be fired up. Amen. Preaching will do it. Look what it says in 2 Corinthians 4. I am just about done, so don't get nervous. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. How often? Day by day. Day by day, and with each passing moment, day by day. We like the song. We sing it all the time. Oh, that's such a beautiful song. Day by day. Hey, man, how do you get charged up? Day by day, every day. How often you plug your phone in? Every day. Every night, plug it in, right? Some of you plug it in several times a day, right? Because you're so busy, right? Yeah. Anyway, and we need to renew that inward man. What's it say? It go back to it. Look at it again. Verse 16. It says, "Our outward man perish." That's this old flesh. Look at it. It's perishing. Got another spot right here. I don't want you to look at it. Now I'm going to keep it covered because you'll look. Anyway, our outward man, see, you're looking, aren't you, Phyllis? You couldn't help it, could you? There it is. Anyway, but it's just rotten. You know, that's what's happening. My wife says, honey, you're not that bad. Yeah, I'm just rotten. We rot. But you know what? We can renew our inward man. I can't do a thing about this old man, this old body. Can't do a thing about it, right? Huh? I'll be honest with you. I tried Rogaine once. You know, the spray stuff, you put it on there and rub it in real well. I tried one of those things that vibrated, you know, and combed, and it went. You know, I did. I tried that once. Long time ago. I did it one time. I'll never forget. I went. And I looked, and hair was falling. It's like, that's kind of an opposite effect. It didn't work right. You know. But you're not going to stop it. It look, oh no, I'm using this new cream. I'm using this new oil. I'm using, folks, listen to me. The old man is going to rot. But the new man, Paul said, can be renewed day by day. Just get plugged into Jesus. Just get plugged into God and get charged up. You know, these guys, the bodybuilders, you know, seriously. Yeah, I mean, you know, and then they oil themselves, you know, and they look in a mirror while they're flexing, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Do you understand how well can you flex a brown spot? Because that's what happens. Amen. Yeah. You know? Amen. But you know what? That spirit builder, huh? That's eternal. Amen. That's what we need. We need charged up spiritually. You're not going to do anything about the old. You're not going to do anything about the wrinkles. You're not going to do anything about the gray and the non. You're not going to do anything about it. But you can do something about inside you. You can charge up like you used to get excited and fired up for God. Amen. How's somebody leave mom? How do they do that? You know? Seriously, how do you leave family? How do you do that? How do you leave our country? How do you leave and go where you got to hike into where you're going? How do you do that? Well, here you get renewed, you get charged up, you stay charged up. You get over there and you get homesick, but God says, hey, you need to stay plugged in. Otherwise, what happens? What happens to so many missionaries year after year after year? They faint. And they quit. Are you listening to me? And it happens to pastors, and it happens to Sunday school teachers, and it happens to bus captains, and it happens to soul winners, and it happens to people that work in ministries. They faint. We need to review. God. God can do anything. He's my strength. We need to renew, charge ourselves day after day. And number three is we need to redo. Redo. Review, renew, redo. Look at Galatians 6, verse 9. Galatians 6, verse 9. Easy, simple little outline you can remember. Galatians 6 and verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That means just keep doing right. Just keep going. It says of Gideon in Judges 8, verse 4, they're chasing the Midianites. They're going to whoop the Midianites. They're going to get victory over the Midianites. But my Bible is very clear. It says, faint, yet pursuing. They're tired, but they kept going. They're wore out, but they kept chasing them. They wanted to quit, but they kept after them. Their pillow called them, but they kept going. Faint, yet pursuing. Hey, we all drive cars. Did you know that your car battery charges when it's running, not when it's still? I'm telling you, don't faint. And the way not to faint, review. God is your strength. God is your power. Renew. Get charged up with God every day, day after day after day, and then redo. Just keep doing right. Most of you might have missed it because Noella's got a little voice. But that young lady said, I surrendered to be a missionary. I didn't miss it. Do you know, Noella, the chances are that if you do what so many have done, you'll never do it. How sad. Isn't that sad? It's so sad. How many? I thought of how many have stood up here. Do you know how many have stood up here, said, I have surrendered to be a missionary who don't even go to church today? Don't you dare faint. You do what God said. But here's how you're going to do it, okay? You're very young. Here's how you're going to do it. You're going to keep praying. You're going to keep reading your Bible. You're going to be faithful to Sunday school. You're going to be faithful to walk with God and spend time with God. Every time God speaks to your heart, you're going to get on an altar and you're going to pray about that decision. And you are going to walk with God every day, day by day. And when you get tired, when you get wore out, when the world starts to pull you their way, you're going to say, God, I need you. I need your strength. I need to say no to this. I need to say yes to this. I need to do right. And then you're just going to keep doing right. And one of these days, you're going to be given a presentation like Sarah just did. And we're going to be so proud. But the greatest thing is just doing what God wants you to do. How many things aren't getting done? How about you? How many things have not gotten done since you fainted? What hadn't happened? Because you fainted. All these young people, they made decisions. Have you fainted to pray for the teenagers? Our young people? Do you see this group up here? What a fine group. Brother Holland said they sang all the way there. Just singing, praising God. And on the way back, they fell asleep. Yeah, thank God he didn't. Driving the bus. Are you listening? But don't faint, folks. Don't faint. Well, you know, kids are just turning out wrong. No, they're not. These kids aren't turning out wrong. They're trying to do right. Don't faint. Brady's going to go to college. Don't faint. Pray for him. Yeah, you say, well, Bible college, easiest place in the world to backslide is Bible college. Everybody that's been to Bible college will tell you that. We all know it. We'll testify of it. Don't faint. Pray for our kids. Pray for you, your ministry, what God has for you. And let's not quit. Let's just keep going. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.